In this interview, I am speaking with Dr. Rick Halverson, who is a veterinarian. And Dr. Halverson, I'll let you, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you work for and what your role is here at Expo this year.
I'm employed at the Whitewater Veterinary Hospital as one of the partners there, and I've practiced there for about 25 years. Dr. Allenstein started with the Dairy Expo in about 39 years ago and as the veterinarian in charge. And I started helping him with his job in 93. So I've been coming here since then. And our job has been to address exhibitor concerns about the veterinary problems they have with animals that come for the show, and to help with the sales that are held and provide interstate papers so these animals, after their breed sales, can be traveled to their new homes.
As you look at the show this year, anything you might tell us about the livestock that has been brought in? Everything looking good? How does it compare to other shows that you've been to at this early stage?
The show this year is much like other years. The animals come from all over the country, and most of the veterinary problems you seem to have this year, like other years, deal with transporting the animals a long distance and then getting them reacclimated on their feed and milking routine and dealing with maybe injuries that happen on the trailer en route and those type of issues. The herd is very healthy here on the grounds, and there are very few problems.
Now this week we're going to see a big change in weather, and somebody was made a comment to me earlier about how this might impact the cattle. Would there be any impact of going from a very hot, humid couple days right into what looks like a pretty chilly end of the week?
It's like with us today. We're all very warm and perspiring a lot, and the cows are hot. And but when the cool front comes, we'll all feel a little better. And cows are much the same. Cows can handle cold weather better than people, and they'll do fine in the change of weather.
Now, you're working here with an assistant, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about how you are working with folks like...
My name is Nathan Dorhorst. I'm a fourth-year veterinary student.
Okay, and, I'll talk to you, Nathan. Tell us your role here and what you're doing to help out at Expo this year.
Well, I'm here to learn from Dr. Halverson, who is a very well-known and respected veterinarian in the state, and so I'm just here to kind of hopefully try to pick up some techniques and some tips from him.
Since it sounds like we have, as Dr. Halverson said, a very healthy herd here this year, have you been very busy, or has this been a kind of a relaxing day, or how would you describe your experience so far?
Oh, I think we've had our fair share today. I mean, it hasn't been extremely busy, but we've had a lot of things here and there to look at.
So working with Nathan here, from your perspective as an experienced veteran of the show, in particular, how do you feel about the kind of experience he's able to get helping out here?
I wish I could have done this when I was in veterinary school. Yes, because it's always very good for me to have a student along also. They ask questions and make you think in another way, and I need a lot of that. So I really find the experience very rewarding, having a student along to help.
Do you get a chance to interact with any of the international visitors that come in? Do they see that you're a veterinarian and have questions for you as a veterinarian here in the United States?
Yes, but I'm kind of handicapped by not knowing any foreign language, and the foreign visitors sometimes will come up and speak, and they might be a veterinarian, but it's difficult to communicate, but they really enjoy seeing our show, that's for sure.
Anything else about the role that you play as a veterinarian here at the show that visitors or people who are coming to World Dairy Diary and can't be here physically ought to know?
Come visit World Dairy Expo. It's really a tremendous experience. There's lots of things to see here besides the cows in the barns. There's exhibit halls with lots of equipment dealers and products available on display. And it's a week-long show, and that's because it takes that long to see it all.
Well, thank you very much. I've been interviewing Dr. Rick Halverson, a veterinarian helping out here at the show, and Nathan Dorhorst. And with this report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.